keeping up the momentum. So hard. I had an awesome birthday yesterday, 14th of January, but 2 weeks into the year, and I suppose I haven't been full 14 days because there's the funny bits at the beginning, but I've got the mental mindset of doing my gym and swim sessions, but this week the roundabout of the weekly cycle seems to have passed incredibly fast this week. Monday had the last day of the D&D over in Birmingham, and I spent Tuesday writing up a lot of notes and putting things in the right places and extracting media from devices and doing the tech reset so that everything's kind of ready to be charged for my next outing. And Wednesday had the new builder in to come and do a kitchen fit, so I'm actually going to get a kitchen. I've been without a kitchen now since probably October, or just before that even, which has been fine, because we've been living in the bedroom along with a microwave, which is really cool when you realise that your cup of tea has gone cold at 10:30 at night and you can't be asked to go downstairs and boil a kettle and do all that sort of stuff. So just stick in the microwave. Far too lazy, and that can't continue. But this sense of momentum, and I was this close today to not coming on this gym and swim session because I wanted to be there for the work people to make sure that their comings and goings was okay, but I've left them to it. They say they're not going till 5, so that gives me a couple of hours window to do this, which is cool, because I kind of need to do it, because one of the things that the gym and swim gives me the chance to do is just focus. I really appreciate that kind of focus time, which I can do in coffee shops and stuff like that, but actually I want to reserve the coffee shop time for writing blogs and actually doing stuff. This kind of thought time is really valuable. And the builders mocked me for having the time to be able to go and swim, and yes, it is a luxury, but also I do see it as a vital part of my schedule. And it also gives me value to my time, that if someone asks me to do a value project, I've got some alternate value to match it up against. So, reports for D&D for the rest of this week. And also I've just had a rest from my birthday because it was awesome. I went to see Star Wars and Dan got me loads of little bitty presents and craft bits and chocolate, and it was just really awesome. And now it's time to look forward to, probably I'm looking to plan towards the end of February. That's the time span I've got in my head now. And that includes the breakout meeting, the open meeting. Anyway, that's not important. I'll get to all of those things. The main thing is momentum. And I just, if you've had the same thing, do pick yourself up and make you take that step, because it is really tricky. And you think, when you become conscious of momentum. So do that thing. And do follow me on Twitter at PCM Creative. I am checking the comments on Audio Boom, which one thing I've realised that I do continue to really love about Audio Boom is that it's a UK company, and I'm quite big on supporting UK and EU based. It's not that I've got anything against the US, but in terms of immediate economy and dialogue that is happening about being in and out of the EU, I think it's really important to know which companies are EU based and which ones are US and worldwide. It's blooming cold. I've actually bought my first ever pair of thermal leggings, which if it's still this cold, I will be putting on when I come out of the pool.